Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Joining me today, Dave Bremer is from the Pacific Legal Foundation, crew of attorneys. Pacific Legal Foundation is out there fighting for private property rights, taking on certain cases that they feel could be precedent-setting. And Pacific Legal Foundation and Dave Bremer took a case all the way to the Supreme Court and won. We're going to find out about the case, Nick versus Township of Scott. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Dave Bremer.
Thank you.
Great to talk to you again. It's been a while, and we got to have you on a little more regularly. It has been a while, and I appreciate you taking the time. Before we get into the case, and you can describe the case and what led up to the case going this far and why it even started, but, you know, is it taped and televised sometimes when an attorney like you goes before the Supreme Court?
No, it's not. There's no televised or video record of the proceedings of the Supreme Court. There is audio. They tape the oral arguments, but no cameras are allowed in the court, and so you have to just listen. There's also transcripts, written transcripts, that are available the day of the argument.
And do you guys, like on your website, do you take certain recordings of it and put it on your website? Is it that interesting, or is it?
You mean of the oral arguments?
Yes.
Supreme Court. No, we don't do that because they're so easily available on the Supreme Court, and frankly, especially when the decision comes out, really, that's all in the past, and it's kind of moot because you have the decision, and the decision's often different than what you hear at argument. So we don't do that, but you can listen to arguments if you're very interested in the case.
You can go online and find Supreme Court.
Yeah, you can go on the Supreme Court the Supreme Court of the United States website. And you'll find it's easy to navigate. You'll find the audio recordings of every oral argument heard in this term and past terms. But even better than that, just read the decision, Nick versus Township of Scott. It's available on the court's website, too.
Well, I think you put it well that the decision itself will address and speak to, you know, the arguments, and the arguments won. So then, you read the decision, and that's the best explanation of them all. Do you have any idea of the number of people that asked to go before the Supreme Court versus what percentage they will actually accept?
Roughly. There's roughly 6,000 or 7,000 requests to the Supreme Court each year to take a case, and they grant about 70 cases, so 1%.
Wow.
Maybe one will be a property rights case each year, and some years there's no property rights cases. So your odds of getting to the Supreme Court are very low in general. And that's why it's a big deal. It's the Super Bowl of litigation, and they're very picky about what issues and cases they want to take, and they turn down a lot of good cases they turn down. And that's why it's important, these lower court, federal courts, what we call lower appeals courts and district courts, those judgeships, those confirmations are very important because most of the time they're the last word. It's rare for the Supreme Court to have the last word.
So the case, my guess is Dave Bremer, attorney, Pacific Legal Foundation, coming off his recent Super Bowl victory, 5-4 opinion on Nick versus Township of Scott. And tell us how this case started. And why it became so important.
Well, the case is out of Pennsylvania, in rural Pennsylvania, and the plaintiff is Rosemary Nick. She's a 70-year-old single woman who lives on 90 acres. And in 2012, the Township of Scott, which is just a very small town, passed an ordinance that said anybody that has a grave site of any kind on their property must open it up to the general public 7 days a week. During daylight hours, you must allow anyone from anywhere to go on your property to view the gravesite. And she thought this was not okay to have government-sanctioned trespassing on her property at all hours across her quiet farm. So she she sued and alleged that you know, this was a taking of her property rights, that, that the government was taking an easement from her without paying for it, and if it wanted to create a, you know, a pathway across her property to view what the government says are some gravestones, which, by the way, we don't know if they're really there or not, but the government said they are. If you want to do that, you have to pay for it. That was her lawsuit, and she ran into some very infamous procedural hurdles that prevented her from getting a hearing on her claim.
Now, she has 90 acres. They found some stones that may or may not be an old cemetery. They wanted access 7 days a week, daylight hours. How much of her property did they want access to?
Well, that was never clear. They said it was from the first public road that's what they intended, that people could just stop on the public road and tromp over across her land to get to stones. This is in Pennsylvania, and if you know Pennsylvania or the western, the eastern area of Pennsylvania, there's a lot of slate and stone walls. So there's rocks and stones all over these places. And in Pennsylvania, there's no law against backyard burials. People have been burying their relatives in their property for a long time. So there's small grave sites all around, supposedly. And there may or may not be one on her land, but what the town says, there is one, and we're going to let everyone, we're going to pass a law, in fact, and if you don't abide by it, we're going to penalize you $500 a day to allow anyone from anywhere to stop, go across your property, look at this stones that we think is a grave site, and you can't do anything about it. And so that's a taking in our mind and Rose's mind, so she sued, but she could not get a hearing because of a precedent called Williamson County, a Supreme Court precedent that said property owners cannot go to a federal court like other constitutional plaintiffs, free speech plaintiffs. You cannot go to federal court. You're stuck in state court, which makes a difference because oftentimes there could be some local bias. And we can get into exactly what I mean by that.
Did she initially go to state court?
She initially tried to go to state court to get the ordinance invalidated, and then state court said that it wouldn't hear it because it wanted the town to do something more. So then Rose filed a suit in federal court. And if I can digress a moment, just for some educational background, the Congress created federal courts a long time ago in order to have a neutral forum. In the Civil Rights Act of 1871, Congress decided that people who want to sue local governments shouldn't have to just go to state court. They should have a federal court available, too, in case there is implicit local and state bias after the Civil War. One of the purposes of this was that the freed slaves would have a neutral federal forum to go to, and they wouldn't get hometown. But it was not limited to free slaves, but to everyone. Every citizen in the United States gained a right to sue in federal court if they thought their constitutional rights were violated. But property rights were put on a different footing in this 1985 precedent called Williamson County. The door was shut in their faces, and they were told, you can only go to state court. Everyone else, come to federal court. We'll protect your federal rights, but you property owners are somehow different and a lesser species. And so this is what Rose ran into. She couldn't get into state court, really, and she couldn't get into federal court, so she had no forum to enforce her constitutional rights.
And was her complaint, if you will, was it to be compensated, or was it to say you can't do this?
Both. She wanted the ordinance to be struck down, but also to be compensated because during the time that an easement is on her land, as you know, or most people know, if the government wants to put a road or a trail on your property, it must buy an interest in the land, regardless of how many people use that trail or that road. The fact that there is an access way for the public is taking a slice of land. So she wanted to be compensated, or she wanted them to stop, one or the other. Problem is, she couldn't get a judge anywhere to decide this because of this bad 1985 Supreme Court precedent called Williamson County that closed federal courts to property rights claims. And so that's what we ended up going to the Supreme Court. There's a much bigger issue than just whether they could put a trail on our land to view gravestones. It was a big issue about whether American citizens in general as property owners have the same rights as other classes to go to a federal court and have their Fifth Amendment compensation rights protected federally. And the court said yes.
My guest is Dave Bremer, Pacific Legal Foundation attorney. We're talking about a case that he just won at the Supreme Court, Nick versus Township of Scott. And so what I'm hearing is that you took this case because it was all about this Williamson County decision 34 years ago that was essentially, in your view, robbing property owners of their property rights. And so you saw this as a way to show that it's not fair, and they essentially overturned that? Is that what happened? Or?
Right. Yes. The Supreme Court in the Nick case on June 21st, just last week or so, ruled in our favor and overturned the Williamson County precedent. And what they said, Chief Justice Roberts wrote the opinion, was that property rights and your right to compensation are not lesser rights in the Constitution, and we want to restore this right to its rightful place in the Constitution on par with other rights. And that means that if you want to, and if your right to compensation is violated because the government is taking your property and it didn't pay you, you can go to a federal court and ask a federal court to protect that right. Just like someone whose free speech rights under the First Amendment are violated can go to a federal court. You can still go to state court if you want to, but you're not limited there. You're not stuck there. You can go to federal court and be protected federally when and if you feel that there is local bias and state bias that will prevent you from having a neutral arbiter of your federal rights.
This started in 2012.
Yes.
And it's 7 years later that she gets results. What happened in the ensuing 7 years, the previous 7 years? What happened with her easement and people? Has she got a concession stand there selling, you know, the gravesite?
No,
and who the hell wants to go on someone's...
I mean, this is what happened mostly is litigation. I mean, this is a very quiet area of Pennsylvania. And it's impossible to, again, this is 90 acres, so it's impossible to keep an eye on it all the time. But legally speaking, what happened is during that period, there was, according to town, an easement there. And I don't know how many people used it or what. You know, there's reports that some did, but again, this is out of the way. It's not on a big old freeway that anybody's going to stop on. You'd really have to kind of search around to find it. So during that time, also the town wasn't publicizing it because they were in litigation. So we'll see what happens going forward, but we're going to continue to try and get her compensation if the town wants to keep this easement for anybody. If it doesn't want to keep the easement, it can abandon it and rescind its ordinance, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the whole ordinance, the whole concept seems so abstract. And, you know, who's benefiting? Who wants to go on someone's land, someone's property that may or may not have buried their relatives on this property? Suddenly this becomes the need for public access. Who thought of this? What were they thinking?
Yeah, well, if you've ever lived in a small town, I guess all I'm going to say is that small town politics can be different. And, I mean, this is an issue of can someone go visit a relative. That would be a lot less objectionable if someone just wanted to go visit their relative. They could go ask Rose, hey, can I come over sometime and see? Okay, fine, no problem. This is, can anyone from, you know, passing by from New Jersey go out with their friends on Halloween night and, you know, I mean, there's no limits.
No, not Halloween night. It's got to be daylight hours.
Okay, yeah. So I guess you go out Halloween evening, whatever. I mean, yeah, Halloween, yeah, it's impossible to, that's part of the problem for Rose, is it's impossible to police this. There's no limits on what people can do or where they can go on her property, and it's very open-ended, and I don't know if the town thought this through all the way, but can people go out there and do weird stuff at a gravesite and drink beer? I mean, what can they can't do? There's no guidelines, so it's all on Rose's, you know, liability, or what if they trip and fall on their face on their way out there? I mean, it's so open-ended. Again, the point is, look, if the government wants to take an easement, and it wants to police it and manage it and take on liability, fine. It's got to pay for that easement. That's basic law in the United States. It can't just put all the burden on you.
And of course, supposedly, purportedly, it's supposed to be for the public good. And, you know, we all know things like a freeway on-ramp is for the public good. But then
sure,
you get into
that. It's a public use.
Public use, public good. Now, this happened, this court case that was overturned. My guest, Dave Bremer from the Pacific Legal Foundation, he's an attorney, pleaded before the Supreme Court, won a 5-4 decision, Nick versus Township of Scott, which just happened, did it just happen in May of 2019, or when did this happen?
June 21st.
Wow, we're fresh, we're hot off the presses here, June 21st, 2019. And you mentioned that the real, your eye was on the ball, not so much with the local ordinance, but it was on this 34-year-old Supreme Court decision, Williamson County Planning Commission versus Hamilton Bank of Johnson City. So 34 years ago, maybe 1985, it brings to mind my first introduction into taking cases and government compensation was that, was it called the Keogh case in Connecticut?
Right.
Was that in the 1990s?
Kilo is 2005.
Oh, my goodness. So the reason why I brought it up is I was wondering if it was the same court makeup of 1985.
No.
As well
no,
as
No, it
Kilo.
Wasn't. And the court is different now, of course, than it was in 2005, and certainly a lot different than 1985. And sometimes it takes time for to understand the ramifications of a decision, and so that's why it took so long for Williamson County to get overturned, because we had the court, you know, it wasn't clear how this decision would play out in practice over time, and it did become clear in our case, but many others before us too, that it was a really unfair system, and it rigged the system against property owners and gave the government an unlevel playing field. They can go to federal court if they want to take your property, but you can't go to federal court if you want to defend against the taking of a property. So it was really unfair. And let me make even a more basic point, Mark, is that, you know, we all love our Constitution and our rights, but those rights are only a piece of paper if no one will enforce them. Somebody's got to enforce them. And so a case like this one, which is about court access, it may not be the most sexy thing on the surface, but it's very important, because if you can't enforce your Fifth Amendment right to just compensation, that right is just old ink on a piece of paper. So now the change that's happening is that federal courts have an obligation to hear and enforce those rights when they find that they're violated, whereas before under Williamson County, they did not. They could just kick it down. They could throw up their hands and say, I don't want to hear your case. It's supposed to be in state court. That's what Williamson County says. You go to your local judge. And there, in some cases, the local government has a hometown advantage.
Little bias, perhaps.
Not always, but sometimes. That's the perception. And the perception is important. So when people feel like they are, that was why Congress opened the federal courts up for constitutional claims in the first place, because of a belief that there is is a perception that there's unfairness, and we have to have fair and prompt enforcement of our constitutional rights if they're going to be real.
My guest, Dave Bremer, a Supreme Court victory for the Pacific Legal Foundation. He's an attorney there. He argued before the Supreme Court June 21st, 2019, won a 5-4 decision. Sounds like a boxing match. Nick versus Township of Scott. They don't hold up numbers like in a gymnastic competition. The judges, do they hold up numbers?
Unfortunately, you walk out of the court and you have often no idea how the vote is going to come down. So it's a mystery until the decision comes out. So we were very happy that it was 5-4 and that's what it took in this case. And it was the right decision. Even though courts don't like to overturn precedent, when the precedent is very bad and unfair, it's the right thing to do. And it was the right thing to do in this case. And we'll see in the coming days what happens.
And they knew, when they heard this case, they knew what it was all about. They knew that it was going to be a decision on whether or not to overturn this particular case.
Sure. Yes, because that's what we asked them to do.
That was on that was on the table. Dave, let me ask you something. Running up against the clock, I'm wondering if we could take a commercial break and hold you over for just maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes. Because here's what I want to ask you, if you think it's a good question. 5-4 was the vote. You've convinced me why you won, and it seems reasonable going to federal court, having the option, just because you're a property owner. You should have, you know, you shouldn't be penalized. But four people said no. So can we come back and you can tell me what their argument was?
Sure.
Okay, the rest of you stay tuned. We'll be right back.